Welcome back to the daily OU Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Chamishi, the 28th day of the month of the Elul. I'd like to thank my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Phil Parrish, for filling in for me yesterday. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline for sponsorships for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Ariel Shoshan, Mora D'Asra of Avas Torah, the Scottsdale Torah Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Shoshan slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And it follows by the Mishaber Achlecholim and Achenu. We have the call with a brief conversation on the whole community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod. With great honor, Rabbi Shoshan.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. And I just want to take a moment before my words to express appreciation and admiration for all that the OU has done in over these last many months and, of course, over many decades. But the leadership role the OU has taken on for Klal Yisrael during these difficult times, and particularly this call and the strength it's giving so many people, Ashreichem, you should be continually blessed for the incredible work that you're doing, and we should all continue to benefit from your Kiddush Hashem, from your sanctification of Hashem's name. As all of you know, with Rosh Hashanah just now around the corner and the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the 10 days that follow being right after, we make several additions in the Shemona Esrei and the prayers that we offer. We make additions that occur both on the Yomim Tovim as well as throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And there are four primary additions to the Shemona Esrei. Three of them seem, on the surface, quite thematic to the moment that we say them. Near the beginning of Shemona Esrei, you say, just after mentioning that Hashem is the provider of life and of salvation for His name's sake, you say, Zachreinu L'chaim, remember us for life, and write us for life, L'mancha Elohim Chaim, for your sake. Later on, just shortly after that, when we're praising Hashem, we say, Micha Mocha, and we add another praise of Hashem, who is like you and merciful like you, that's thematic of these times. The fourth of the additions is at the very end of Shemona Esrei, and there we're praying for peace, and so we ask that we be inscribed in the Book of Peace with many other brachas, the Sefer Chaim Bracha V'Shalom. And that makes perfect sense. All of these are right on theme with the place they appear in Shemona Esrei. But the third of those mentions, the third addition is Uchsov L'chaim Tovim Kol B'nei Rishecha. Inscribe for good life the entire Jewish people. And at first glance, this does not belong where it is said. Because where we say it, we're in the middle of thanking Hashem for everything good in our lives. We thank Hashem for His daily miracles, for His ever-present major miracles. We thank Him for our lives that are given over to Him. And the words we say right before this addition are, and regarding all of these things, Your name, our King, should be lifted up and extolled forever. And then we say, as we're thanking, a request. Please inscribe all the Jewish people with a good life. And then we're back to the theme of thanking right after. So, why do we say Uchsov L'chaim Tovim Kol B'nei Rishecha near the end of the bracha of Modim of thank you? I believe the answer is as follows, that the bracha of Modim focuses us on all the many great things that have happened in our lives, and we thank Hashem for my life, for the good things that are happening to my children, Kenayin Ahara, for the good things of the people that I know, and so on, and we feel very, very filled with blessing and thanks. And at that moment, that's the moment that we think of all of Klal Yisrael. At that moment when we're finished saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this and that and this and that, we say, and inscribe all of your children with a good life. We focus on others. We think about Klal Yisrael. And I think this maybe is meduyak. This is actually specific in the language, because in all three other moments, when we ask for something, we ask in a language of anachnu, nikase v'nechasein, may we be. But here, where we've already thanked Hashem for taking care of us, we say, all of your children, it's outwardly focused. And this should be a source of strength for all of us as we go into the Yom Noraim, we go into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we have a lot to think about personally. Let's think also of others and beg Hashem, particularly when we feel so appreciative for the good that we have, beg Hashem for good in other people's lives as well. Uchsov l'chaim tovim, please Hashem, inscribe for a good life, kol b'nei risecha, just like me, all of my brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. We're now going to transition to the portion where we'll read the Tehillim. And the first is chapter 20, Perek Chaf. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara. Yisakev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh. Umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, v'olasecha yidash nesela, yitein lecha chilhovecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei, niranana bishuasecha, uveshem Eloheinu nidgo, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho, Ya'aneu mishnei kocho, digvuros yesha yemino. Eilev orechev, ve'eilev asusim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazgir. Heima kore'u v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'anis odod. Adonai hoshia, hamelech ya'aneinu v'yom kore'inu. Chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echsar, bin os deshe yarbitzeni, al mei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni v'magle tzedek v'man shemo. Gam ki eleich begei tzalmoves, Lo irara ki ata imadi, shivtecha umishantecha, hey ma yinachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorirai, ishanta vashemen roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov vacheser yirdifuni, kol yimei chayoi. V'shavti b'veis Adonai le'orech yomim. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'ma'alos, esa einai el harim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamoz raglecha, al yonum shomerecha, hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, V'yareyach balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor teisecha uvoecha, me'ata ve'ad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hama'alos, mimamakim kirasicha Adonai, Adonai shima v'koli,
תהיינוס נחקשובוס לכל תחנונוי, אם אבונוס תשמור יו, אדונוי מי יעמוד, כי אם איכה צליחו למען תיבורי, כי ויסי אדונוי כי וסון נפשי, וליגורו הוכלתי. נפשי לאדונוי משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדונוי, כי אם אדונוי החסד והרבה עמו חדוש, והוא יפתח ישראל מכל אבונוסו. מי שברך חולים, מי שברך אבוסינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה, אהרן, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את החולים. בעבור שכולנו מסבלים בעבורם, יזכרת הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמנו עליהם, להחלימם לרבוסם, להחזיקם ולהחיוסם, ישלח להם מהר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם, בסוף שאר חולי ישראל. רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השב בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנשואים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוצאים מצרה לברכה, ומאפלה ואורה ומשעבוד לגאולה. השתא בעגלו ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shoshan. As we transition into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
We are all well, Baruch Hashem. We were together for many, many months. My children who live out of town or go to yeshiva out of town, and now everybody's back in their right places, and Kanainahara and the community, we have had very little, Baruch Hashem, of challenge and illness, and things are very well, Kanainahara.
Chasdei Hashem, thank God, and we hope it continues that way. So to get us started, for our listeners, for myself even, never had the fortune, and I look forward one day to visiting and getting to know the Scottsdale community better. So if you could provide us with a little bit of a background and give us an overview of the shul and the community.
Okay, the truth is that you can't really speak about the Scottsdale community without seeing it as part of the greater Phoenix community. And in that sense, everything that we have here in Phoenix and Scottsdale is a tribute to and built on the shoulders of Rabbi and Mrs. David Rabibo. Rabbi Rabibo recently retired as the Rabbi of Beth Joseph in Phoenix after more than 55 years. And there are many, many other Mostos Torah that have come into being, but it's the Rabibo's sacrifice from the beginning that made it all possible. There are many shuls in the Phoenix area. In Scottsdale specifically, we are one of four shuls. And our shul is comprised of about 125 families, some of whom live here only a portion of the year, but the vast majority live here the whole year. And we are built on a basic model or a basic mission of providing passionate, authentic, and welcoming Yiddishkeit to families and individuals. We have a place that we have thousands of visitors a year, and many of them come back multiple times a year for their own chizuk, because we hopefully, you know, fulfill what we try to do, which is that every Shabbos and Shul is like a yontif. The Yom Tovim are even more intensely profound, and we provide a lot of care for people in the community, like every shul, as well. Baruch Hashem, we have consistent learning and davening, and under normal circumstances, two shachris minyanim a day, two ma'arivs, and one mincha. Now it's obviously smaller, but there's a wonderful intensity and passion that's coupled with a welcoming environment for new people, and many, many members of the shul are Baalei Tshuva.
Wow. Unbelievable. It sounds like an amazing community. The people who don't live there full-time, is it similar to the snowbird concept that we have here in Florida?
It's similar, but not in volume. In other words, we have about six or seven people among the group, and some visit here multiple times a year, as many as five or six or ten times, and some spend, you know, roughly from Sukkot to Pesach together with us.
Wow. And for the most part, for the Northeast?
Actually, no, they could be from Canada, from Chicago, from various places around the country.
Very interesting. Rabbi Shoshan, on these calls, I've asked the following question to the Rabbanim we've had on these calls now for a long time. And we've heard some really incredible answers. We talk about how the world has changed so much as a result of the pandemic. And when we think about our shuls, we think about our communities, we think about Klal Yisrael, and we think about what the world can look like currently right now, but also as we try and dream and look forward to Be'ezrat Hashem, a world that will be post-COVID-19, what communal changes do you anticipate for yours and the broader Jewish community?
Well, one thing I'm sure others have said this as well is that I don't really dream of getting back to normal. You know, I think that we need to be misorah, to be awakened to the possibility that we're really, really on the doorstep of Mashiach. And we have to be misfollow to Hashem that in the middle of all the craziness, maybe this is the craziness described in the Gemaras that precedes Mashiach. So hopefully the question is totally a fulfillment of the words of the Nevi'im and an entirely new dawn. If we are still here and we're doing things as we have been to a great degree, I think that there are a couple of dramatic possibilities. One is that we've already seen over the last 3 or 4 years, and I know this is not just true here, but certainly so much more so in places like Cleveland and Florida, we've seen a lot of people moving from classically larger firm communities to mid-sized firm communities and creating a certain energy. And I think in our community alone, there's probably 25 relocated people in the last 2.5 years, or maybe even less in terms of time and more in terms of people. So I think that the idea that there's mobile work and that people have opened their minds to maybe how difficult, maybe an acute example of this is we know there's changes going on in Manhattan, and some are very difficult on the Torah organizations in Manhattan. So when we see the changes, I think that opens people's minds to possibilities of new things and may open new frontiers that has been created by Zoom and so on in work environments. The other thing is I think there's a huge opportunity we've seen in learning, and there's a downturn in the learning because Zoom is not as exciting as it once was. We hosted Rabbi Lau on a national Zoom event before Pesach, and there were tens of thousands of people on it. You know, I don't know that it would draw the same way now because it was exciting and new then. But what I do think that we'll see permanently is a decentralization of local Torah. Now, you'll still need your Rav, and he's a caregiver, and your community to be there for you and to inspire you and to learn. But people have come to access Torah in so many new ways that as a result of that, it's become a global environment to Torah. And maybe guest speakers will be fewer in places because having the guest there doesn't mean as much and isn't worth the money. And so it creates a dynamic where we can give you access to Rabbi Tatz in England and Rabbi Usher Weiss in Yerushalayim back to back. And nobody even thought of that possibility before. So I think that may be here to stay.
Fascinating. And I have to add as well that, you know, beyond seeing a trend of people moving to, let's say, mid-sized communities, Nefesh B'Nefesh has reported that through the roof, the applications have gone with those who have really shared that of their plans or would like to be making Aliyah. So we're really seeing things happening in front of us. And we take that step back with caution, be very optimistic and hopeful for what we hope will be a very bright future. Tomorrow night, Jews around the world will be heading to the shul. And some Jews will not be able to make it to shul. Quarantine and a lockdown right now in Eretz Yisrael. There are many this year for good and legitimate reasons are not able to go to shul for health reasons. What's the plan for your shul? Will you be having minyanim indoors and outdoors? And what about for those who are not able to make it to shul? Will there be opportunities for them to hear the shofar?
Okay, so the first thing is that right away, and we've been doing this up until now, and I'm sure Jews around the world have been, I have a long list of people who I'm going to hope to call today because there's no replacing the personal contact, even from other balabatim in shul, to think about somebody who's not going to be there. Yes, they can hear the Zoom drasha or, you know, make some other arrangement, but the personal contact of saying, I know you won't be there and we'll miss you, is priceless. So we have that going on right from the beginning. Outdoor minyan in